United States versus Fabian Abarca. Mr. Cohen.
May it please the court, counsel. My name is Andrew Cohen. I'm here on behalf of Fabian Abarca, pursuant to the Criminal Justice Act. Truth can be stranger than fiction. But that's not to say that the truth wasn't told in this case. What we've had here is a situation where Mr. Abarca told the truth and told everything that he did know and presented that evidence to the government and applied for a safety valve, and it was denied. The judge had, in his statements, admitted that at one point that he didn't know if it was a civil matter, he would have to throw up his hands. But that's after listening to the government consistently say, Your Honor, we don't believe Mr. Abarca. He was the source of the drugs. He was the source of the drugs, where there was no evidence of that presented. It's been my experience with these cases and safety valve that typically the presentation of evidence to the government is either believed or disbelieved, and that it's the government at that point that says, well, we accept this. Here's a situation where the government didn't accept it for whatever reason. They believed something else and they had their predetermined belief. And Mr. Abarca told what he knew and everything that he did know, and there was nothing else. If he can't prove to the government that he knows something, Your Honor, as you're well aware, you can't tell something that you don't know. Making up something in a situation like this would be even worse. That's what we have here, is that type of situation.
He knew he was a drug dealer.
Yes, that was clear that he or
when he
if
did
he
work
did
on
not know he had suspicions. I think that was.
But when he'd worked on his car before or whatever,
right?
So he wasn't real surprised, I guess.
No.
Found out there's 4 kilograms in the car.
No, I don't think that's something that would necessarily have surprised him, but I don't think that's something that he necessarily should have expected to know.
The thing that surprised the court, I guess, was the fact that the drug dealer would leave 4 kilograms while the car is being repaired in a mechanic shop. There must be some, he assumed there's some element of trust there or cooperation, as opposed to just, it's like leaving the mink coat in the back seat, isn't it?
Well, Your Honor, I think you have a situation here where the judge was clear. Mr. Abarca wasn't the owner of the repair place. He was a mechanic. He lived as a mechanic. He wasn't the owner. There was no implication that he was. I don't know.
Was the owner brought into this at all?
Not to my knowledge. I wasn't present at the district court level. But to my knowledge, and from the record, there was nothing about the owner of the place, and maybe there was a relationship there. I don't know, and I can't say, and I don't know that Mr. Abarca would know that. That's not something that if an employer, and again, this is hypothetical because this wasn't in the record, but if an employer was involved in criminal activity, that's not something that he would necessarily let his employees know.
Well, Barker had the key to open and close the place, right?
I believe that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
And so there may have been some management position, but that still doesn't mean that he was totally aware of everything that was going on.
Wasn't Abarca a known drug dealer?
I do not believe that Mr. Abarca was a known drug dealer.
He means the owner of the car.
The owner of the car. The owner of the car, I believe, was, and I believe Mr. Abarca either knew or greatly suspected that he was. But again, does that mean that Mr. Abarca knew that there were drugs in the car, or that he was part and parcel of this? That doesn't mean that. Again, Your Honors, he cannot make up something that he's not aware of. it would put him into a worse situation. If there are no further questions, I'll reserve the rest of my time for rebuttal.
Okay, thanks. Mr. Huff?
May it please the court. Counsel here suggests that Mr. Abarca needed to prove something to the government, and that's just not the case. He needed to prove to the court, Judge Castillo, that he had told the truth. And I was counsel at the district court level, although I did not believe Mr. Abarca, the question was whether or not Judge Castillo believed that Mr. Abarca had told us the truth.
Mr. Huff, can tell me something. Is it inconsistent to find that a defendant isn't eligible for the safety valve, but yet allow him to keep his acceptance points?
As you saw from the record, I made that argument to Judge Castillo, and he disagreed with me. I believe that if a defendant lies during a safety valve proffer, that he has not accepted responsibility and that he should not have been afforded acceptance of responsibility in this case. In addition, I made the argument that he should have been awarded obstruction of justice on that basis. And to be clear, I do believe, and I believe the evidence in the record demonstrates, that Mr. Abarca was the source of these 4 kilograms, in addition to the 1 kilogram that was delivered on the day of the deal. So it is, although we have not crossed the field, it is our position that he should not have been awarded acceptance of responsibility, and he got a break there. The only other point that I would make, unless there are other questions from the panel, is that Judge Mannion, you commented on the fact that there must have been some trust because this is kind of like leaving a very valuable commodity. It wasn't just leaving a very valuable commodity worth approximately $80,000. It was leaving something that could have taken Mr. Abarca or any of the other members of the store to prison because they would have been opening themselves up to criminal liability. That just doesn't make sense either. So unless there are other questions, we'll stand on our briefs.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Judge.
Do you have something to add?
I have nothing.
Okay, fine. The case will be taken under advisement. I understand you were appointed counsel.
That's correct.
We appreciate your taking on and your vigorous advocacy for your client.
Thank you.
We'll move on to the last case of the